a lot of what I do, I didn't learn in college. Now, it's not because I'm really bad at picking degrees, although I am really bad at picking degrees. No, it's because a lot of what I do didn't exist in college. So how did I become an expert in social media, in new media, etc., when I don't have a degree in that particular area? Well, that's our question today. Hi, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com, and I want to introduce a concept to you. Might be a new concept, but when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Being a self-feeder. So, when I introduced this subject, I said that I didn't have education, formal education, in a lot of the things that I do. Now, I didn't mean that so that you could say, well, see, I don't need him. No, what I meant is there are two ways to learn just about anything. You can learn it by having other people teach you, or you can learn it by trying to learn yourself. Now, granted, those are kind of fuzzy categories and they overlap, but what I mean is some people stop learning about a particular subject the moment they quit taking the last class that they take on it. So let me give you a perfect example. The last math class I took was my junior year in high school, but I have a master's degree. So you might be thinking, well, that doesn't seem to jive. I mean, how'd you get through college? I took computer science in lieu of math. Well, how'd you get through grad school? Well, it was an MDiv. Didn't need any math in an MDiv. So that's an example of where I just quit learning about math when I was 17 years old. I'm now 40. My 12-year-old daughter sometimes brings home math homework, and I look at it and go, I know that I've ever known how to do this, but right now I don't. So that's kind of an example of where you can stop learning, where you can quit self-feeding. But you don't have to. Now, while it's the case that I'm not into math, it was okay in elementary school and middle school, but after that I just got bored of it. It wasn't my thing. Nothing wrong with it, it just wasn't my thing in particular. With video and technology, once I realized that I could do this and I should do this, quite the opposite happened. I found myself learning new things all the time. In college, I had kind of a false start when I took computer art. Now, today, a lot of art is done in the computer, but way back then, in the late 90s, almost none of it was. So my class about layout and using Photoshop was on the cutting edge back then. But now I use Photoshop every day, and I don't use Photoshop 2 like I did when I took the class. I use a much more recent version. When I was in seminary, I started doing video editing. What I found when I was doing video editing is that I loved it, and I was just in love with learning about it, learning how to do it better, how to sculpt the story, how to cut the unimportant parts out, how to make something seem shorter than it was because you're just that engaged. And that's mostly self-taught. Now, I did take a couple of classes, but I didn't stop there. I didn't stop at taking at just a couple of classes. I just kept building and building and building. And that's what I think that you should do. You should be a self-feeder. So let's stop and let's think about this. This is something that our society isn't really good at. We're great at having other people feed us. That's what higher education is, by the way, is the expert tells you what is important. But the thing is, there's a lot of information out there, and you need to learn how to filter out the important from the unimportant. Figure out how to be the best that you can be. When you're chasing your dreams, there are tons of things that you need to know. Before I started this, I didn't know anything about mailing lists. Now, while I'm no expert, I think that I've gotten to a good intermediate point all by myself. Just listening to other people, researching it, trying different things, and trying to be the best that I can be. So that's what I would challenge you to be. Don't be a child. Remember that babies are fed. Children learn to feed themselves, and you would think that it was crazy to have an adult be fed by someone else, unless it's a kind of a romantic thing, or if they've got some sort of health issue. But normally, adults feed themselves. So, when it comes to your learning, when it comes to expanding your skill set, growing and getting better, I think that's exactly who you need to be. You need to be someone who feeds themselves, who doesn't just stop at the easy-to-digest information, but plows on for harder and more challenging topics, looks at what others are doing and makes a judgment call as to whether that's something that needs to be emulated or tossed out. I think when you do all those things, you can get to the level of expert in a way that enables you to really impact lives. So don't hesitate to keep growing, keep learning, and be a self-feeder. Because when you do that, you can reach a point where you'll go out and change eternity. Until next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Head over to patreon.com/paulallencliff, that's patreon.com/paulallencliff, to support the show. Your support really, really matters. So thank you.